What up, everyone? Jordan here, drinking, having fun, but not with beer. My shot is espresso, just to make it clear. I sip a lot of it like it grows my beard. I'm with Kyle Squared, and they like their coffee. They got a lot of style like Stallone and Rocky, or a big shot like Q in Milwaukee. When I get my coffee, nobody can stop me. How do I prefer caffeine ingestion? Drinking mochas for sure, like it's my profession. Order it iced. I assure my suggestion, because meeting in person is just out of the question. All the way from Prague to Dallas, Texas, I check Google Maps. I can give you directions. 5,000 miles away, so we be texting. Video interviews, tech is a blessing. So cheers, let's have a drink, talk about obsession. Kyle and Kyle, I think I'm ready for our session. Jordan Carroll, and I'm drinking coffee with Kyle.
Welcome to Coffee with Kyle, the show about entrepreneurs and creators twice a week.
Their journey, their show.
I'm KB.
And
we're the Kyles. Cheers.
Cheers.
Go, baby.
Dude, that was perfect.
Epic guest.
I said awesome. Mochas. I said I prefer mochas, which I do. But in Europe, there is this weird disconnect where they don't appreciate mochas like I do. I'm stuck with most of the time espresso in these cute little cups. So it is what it is.
So with you moving around a lot, so you typically take your coffee as a mocha?
Like if I'm in the States, definitely. What I've noticed about, especially in Croatia, in Lisbon, it was the same case. And here in Prague, it's been the same case. I will say mocha to someone and there's just this blank stare. And it's not necessarily a language barrier, but then I try and explain it to them, like chocolate and the coffee. And then it's like, nope. I actually went to a coffee. I went to a coffee place called Coffeeholic next to my apartment. And I go in and I say, hey, can I get a black coffee? Because, you know, sometimes I'll drink a black coffee. They're like, oh, we don't have coffee. What? They've only got espresso. So you have some version of an espresso, whether it's an Americano, whether it's an espresso with milk, whether it's just a espresso itself. So there's different. That's one thing I had to learn coming to Europe, because I'd never been before, was that there's really a limited amount of ways that they take their coffee.
That's very, very interesting. I wouldn't have known. I don't think many people would have known, just like you said, right? So besides being obsessed with coffee, which we all are, what are you most obsessed with right now professionally in two words?
New problems.
New problems. Love it.
You got 99 yes. Problems, but you got one more.
I need more.
I need more, but I need more.
I need more complex problems that are the right problems. And let me explain that. So this is a principle that I learned from the great Grant Cardone, which some people think is great. Some
10X.
People don't like him, but he's the 10X guy. So one of the big things that he talks about that I'm a huge proponent of is getting new problems. Because if you're still dealing with the same problems that you were dealing with a year ago, that you were dealing with 6 months ago, even a month ago, you're not growing, you're not progressing, you're not getting through the things that you should be getting through. And certainly there's problems that carry over. There's problems I've had for a long, long time. But I think the key is in a professional environment that is constantly evolving, in a dynamic environment, one of the key indicators of growth is getting new problems. Like I'll wake up and I'm like, oh man, I've got different things to solve today, different challenges to solve today. And the best part about problems is they're actually opportunities in disguise. So you can have a problem that you frame as either a problem that hinders you, or you can understand it as an opportunity to do something and overcome or just learn more. So to me, when I start getting new problems, and that's why I'm obsessed with it, it means that I'm growing. And growing is my number one need in the world.
Thank you, Jared Leto, for talking about your complex problems. Dude, he looks just like Jared Leto. Like,
he does,
I kind of got okay. lost.
Yep. In your, Jared Leto vibe?
Yeah, a little Jared Leto, little complex problems, and a little caffeinated questions!
All right, so Jared Leto, Jared Leto, Requiem for a Dream, or what is that movie?
I don't know.
How do I answer if I haven't seen it?
I don't know. Go. We're next. We're just moving on. Go.
Khaki or jean?
Jeans.
You're a gene? Gene? One gene?
A gene. A gene. Just one piece of denim that is a gene.
Go. Go.
You guys are struggling on this one, huh?
Yeah. All right. So audiobooks or physical books?
Damn it. Audio right now. But that's because I'm traveling.
The desert or the rainforest?
Rainforest.
Taylor Swift or Katy Perry?
Katy Perry, man. Come on now.
Koala bears or kangaroos?
Oh, koala bears, man. Yeah, koala bears.
If you could travel through time, would you rather go forward in time or backward?
Forward, man. I don't want to look backward anymore.
If you had to learn how to play an instrument, would you learn how to play the clarinet or the flute?
Clarinet. I don't know why. It just seems more professional or manly. I don't know. they're both that's a tough choice, man. I don't know.
Would you rather have a woodpecker fly from that tree right now and peck out your eyes, or Yogi Bear come to the other side and chew off your leg?
Yogi, because I still want to be able to see. And I went to a 3D printing factory yesterday here in Prague that specializes in prosthetic legs, so I can go get a new one.
Which cartoon dog, Astro from the Jetsons or Dino from the Flintstones?
Oh, man. I'd probably say Dino, man. I didn't really watch the Jetsons, to be honest with you. Is that the wrong one?
just partial, but he's out of questions.
I'm out of questions.
All right,
so let's roll right into the espresso shot. If you could have coffee with any person who has ever lived but is no longer living, not family related, who would that be? What would you talk about over coffee?
Ted Williams, Red Sox great, hit over 300 for his career. I'm a huge fan of the Red Sox, huge fan of the Celtics as well. They're crushing it. I don't know, you guys Mavericks fans or Rockets?
I'm a Mavs fan.
It's got to be tough, huh? I would say he's such a model for consistency, man. I would ask him about some of his habits. I'm obsessed with habits and human behavior and the way that they get to the point where they want to go. And for him to be able to sustain that kind of consistency and greatness for that long, I mean, I would just ask him all about those routines and habits that he was able to do to make that happen.
So if you could drink coffee with anybody that is currently living, we could beam them in right now, within 5 minutes here, who would that be? We could tag them right here on LinkedIn. And what would you talk to them about?
I'd honestly say Isaiah Thomas, who is now a Laker. But he was a Boston Celtics player. He was the last pick of his draft in 2012. He's shorter than I am. For reference, I'm like 5'11 on a good day. He is 5'8 on a good day. I'd love to learn about like his resiliency and what he had to go through being the last pick to being where he's at now.
The final drop of coffee. Coffee's getting real low here. Stage is yours. Thought-provoking question for the audience, or some parting piece of guidance, or another rap.
Another rap. I will spare you digging through my adolescence rap journal. One of the most important things that I've learned from some of my mentors, one of them especially, his name's Israel Escamilla. He taught me that change is inevitable, but growth is intentional, and that living intentionally and setting up your environment to do so is incredibly important. And we talked about earlier in the show being comfortable with being uncomfortable. I think that it's really important that you allow yourself to grow, but you also inflict that growth on yourself intentionally, and you live intentionally. That's, you know, kind of some wisdom that I wanted to impart today. That's been kind of aligned with what we've talked about.
Dude, great. Psycho. That's how it ends. We're all stirring the coffee.
Hey.
Hey.